bank, so we don't need to go. We'll just talk about it.
Well, Uncle Chrissy hard to find.
Well, right, right. But it's really a quick take in disguise.
What? Is it not hard to find anymore?
No, I just like to pick like stuff we can't find streaming. That was the original gist of what I was doing, that I wanted to find some stuff that wasn't streaming, and, you know, whether it's hard to find or not is debatable.
Okay. Okay.
I wanted to just do stuff that we couldn't find streaming and that was maybe a little off the beaten path.
Yeah.
Which Korn definitely is.
Yes.
Hello! Or as I wrote it in my notes, hell! I'm Uncle Chrissy. And welcome to Uncle Chrissy's Hard to Find!
Woo!
With me tonight, fresh from his trip to Jakarta, is Paul Brooks.
Woo!
Thanks for joining me tonight, Paul.
Oh, gosh. Chris, I can't tell you how excited I am to be on Uncle Chrissy's Hard to Finds for the very first time. And not a quick take.
Yeah, definitely not a quick take. Those are two separate things that we do with B-Movie Mania.
Right.
And this is a hard to find, not a quick take.
It is indeed. I mean, do you want to talk about what we had to go through to even, to you know, get you to watch this thing?
I do. Well, first of all, before we get into that, let's tell our listeners what we watched.
All right.
We watched Korn.
Korn.
Korn. It's always always great when Korn is on the menu.
Or as I like to call it, C, biohazard sign, RN.
Nice. I think that would describe it pretty well.
I'm showing Chris the DVD right now.
Yeah, which I'm sure we'll have an image of on the website.
We should, yeah.
For those of you who can't see the DVD cover, it stars Jenna Malone at the very top. There's Korn, the biohazard sign, C, biohazard sign, RN. Sheep behind a barbed wire fence. And what's the tagline? The tagline is kind of covered a little bit.
It says, to fool Mother Nature.
Mm.
And I assume the part that is covered up probably says, it's not nice to fool Mother Nature.
So for those of you not in the know, Korn is from, well, I found references to it online. It's 2004, a 2004 movie on IMDb, but the credits show it as copyright 2002.
Hmm.
If you're interested, look for the 2004 version, I'm sure.
Let me look at what my DVD says real quick. It says, to know more about, what? To know more about the food you're eating, go to www.gmono.com. It really says that.
Wow. This is definitely an activist's film.
Yeah, I'm a little confused by that. And then it says, DVD special feature, interview with Professor J. Chloe Bolinsky, PhD, Columbia University, on the scientific topics in the film.
Ooh. There were some scientific topics.
I don't have a date for you, though. Oh, 2004. It's on the
2004.
Actual DVD.
Oh, okay.
2004 Heart Sharp Video, LLC.
All right, then. Well, it's directed by Dave Silver and stars Jenna Malone.
Yep.
Son of a bitch decides to grow corn. And I got two dead sheep because of it.
Let's talk about how hard it was for you to get me to watch this film.
Yes. Well, it's an Uncle Chrissy hard to find. So I own the DVD, as we have established, but you live a couple hours north of me. We probably could have just sent it over the internet somehow, but I burned a DVD for you because I wanted to.
Well, it's nice to get that, you know, 2003 feel.
Exactly.
You know, it really, like, the movie came out in 2004. It really helped put me in the world of Korn.
I'm glad to hear that. I had to have dinner with your brother, James.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't have to. It was a pleasure to have dinner with your brother, James. I gave him the DVD in a paper sleeve.
It really is like 2003.
We left the bar. James forgot the DVD, and I picked it up
off
of the table.
Oh, shit. I didn't know that.
I mean, we were still in the restaurant, but he definitely would have forgotten it if I hadn't have picked it up and gave it to him. So it was a process putting this episode together, folks.
Well, thank you for saving this episode with the quick thinking.
Well, I do what I can because, I mean, I specifically asked you if we could do this movie for an episode of Uncle Chrissy. So, you know, it's something that I've been wanting to do for a while now.
Yeah, Uncle Chrissy is always up for recommendations.
Very nice.
And I'm glad you recommended this one.
Hell yeah.
I have to go into town too. Do you think I can get some money?
So let's go into a little bit of what's this movie about?
Corn. Genetically modified corn. You know, it's all about sort of like playing God with food, I guess. Playing God with DNA, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Jenna Malone being pregnant.
Would you say there's a little Hallmark relationship drama?
Maybe a little bit. I mean, there's a little bit of a May-December, not romance, former romance that resulted in a surprise pregnancy, I guess.
See, I kind of saw the movie as itself a genetic manipulation from taking genetic material from several different genres and mixing them in together with, you know, you've got the Hallmark relationship drama I just mentioned.
Oh.
Some weird incest overtone thing kind of happen.
Right.
There's a blatant cautionary tale about genetically modified crops. There's an investigative conspiracy thriller at the very end.
Yes.
And finally, I'm pretty sure that PETA sponsored the anti-meat visuals that are scattered throughout the film.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about that. I have to assume that, let's see, I got the DVD here. Who wrote this?
I think it was the director.
Was it?
I think it was Dave Silver, yeah.
Yeah, you're right. Dave Silver. I'm wondering if Dave Silver is vegan or vegetarian or something in 2003 and trying to make a little bit of a statement here because it's not subtle.
No. Nothing about this movie is subtle. Well, except for the violence. The violence. It's...
I like your theory, though. I like the idea of kind of splicing a bunch of things together. The only thing that would have made this movie better is if it was also a cautionary tale about swords.
You know, swords are dangerous. They'll cut your fucking throat wide open.
It's true. They'll cut you wide open.
Cautionary tale about GMO corn.
Yes.
It'll fucking make your sheep violent.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Which is really kind of the story revolves around genetically modified corn. It's being tested in a farmer's, you know, field. But this is his first time growing corn.
Yeah.
But next door is Jenna Malone's family. And this corn is designed, modified to not need pesticides. Which I thought pesticides were like against bugs, but this is also like an anti sort of weed thing. There shouldn't be any weeds.
Right.
Around this corn.
But there are.
There sure are.
And the sheep love it.
The sheep love it. Not only that, it makes their wool like grow much faster and thicker.
Is this also an anti-weed movie? Is this saying that if you are into weed, you're a sheep?
I didn't catch that, but that's why we're doing this episode. We're diving deep into the hidden meanings of corn.
Yes. Well, actually, do you want me? I have the. I haven't read the synopsis on the DVD. I can rattle it off if you want. Okay.
Oh yeah, by all means, yeah. Go ahead. Go ahead.
A young woman returns home to bear an illegitimate child and witnesses an environmental accident involving a genetically modified crop of corn. Doubted by the community she has returned to. This is Jenna Malone we're talking about here, Chris.
Right. Mm-hmm.
She questions her own sanity as she tries to discover what is happening. Her journey takes her on a trip down the food chain as she tracks a... it's a little on the nose. As she tracks a potentially life-threatening byproduct from the cornfield to the supermarket. Ultimately, she has to confront or cornfront psychological... It doesn't say that. I just added that. Psychological demons that... this is a hard font to read. Haunt. Haunt her as she grows into motherhood and comes to terms with her own biology. There you go.
That, yeah, I guess I could see that.
I guess.
I just remember Emily, that's the character's name.
Emily Rasmussen.
Yeah.
Rasmussen.
I just remember she goes around and she's very demanding in this movie.
You want money?
I'll show you the bills.
I want them to get rid of the weed!
I don't want you to send your lambs to the packing house. Look, the last thing that I want to do is start a meat scare of some sort. I'm a patient. I have the right to ask questions.
Was your child born deformed?
She is. I like Jen Malone, though.
Yeah. I mean, she was really great as the tiny Jodie Foster in Contact. Did a great job.
Oh, wow. I forgot about that.
I guess that and Donnie Darko are the only movies I've seen with Jenna Malone.
She's got a fairly extensive career. I know that she was in that movie, The Neon Demon, that came out a handful of years ago.
Oh, yeah. Haven't seen that one. I forgot she's in The Hunger Games. I've seen those.
Oh, yeah. That's a big one. Yeah, I like her a lot.
Yeah, she's not as demanding in those.
Well, I don't know. I haven't seen them.
True. Fair enough.
I don't know. I forgot about that she was a kid actor. I thought that maybe this was sort of the situation where a young actor looking for a role, and it's sort of like something that came out right before she got bigger.
That's what I thought, yeah. But I don't know if that's the case.
Yeah.
So how did you find corn? What's your story of getting corn on your plate?
No idea. I don't remember.
I imagine you just found this in a dollar bin at Walmart.
Let's see what there's... This thing that's covering the slogan, the tagline, let's see what it says. Oh, it says The Exchange.
Pawn shop, then.
It could have been, yeah. I mean, if you guys know me at all, kind of my thing is just scouring, you know, whatever. Pawn shops, Dollar Trees, wherever. And so I'm sure I just randomly found... what's so cool about this, Chris, I don't know if you can tell, but it has one of those lenticular fronts.
Oh, nice. Now I can't see that, but that's...
Yeah, it's not picking up on camera, but the sheep move on the front. So that is, it's a cool cover.
That's actually more movement from the sheep on the cover than there is in the actual movie.
Yes.
For the sheep being featured so prominently, there's very little sheep in this movie.
Yeah, I watched this just a couple hours ago, and I'm like, damn, this is slow.
Yeah, see, I thought it was, I don't know, the pacing didn't bother me so much.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, I could see how it could be seen as slow, but
yeah,
I wasn't like, is this almost over? Is this almost over? I mean, I was glad it was over when it was over.
Yeah, it's just, it's oddly,
oddly paced.
Well, oddly paced, and oddly, I mean, you kind of hinted at this with, like, the mixture of all the different genres. It's like, what is this thing exactly? This is basically, like, a mixture of coming-of-age, sort of, like, young, teen, pregnant, and sort of, you know, like, figuring that out about herself, while also battling genetically modified... sheep that is contaminating pregnant women because they're eating too much liver. And then also dealing with workplace harassment when your supermarket boss is a creep and is getting a little too handsy.
It's just a weird movie.
So it's just weird.
Get the subtotal, you hit return.
Not subtotal?
Not subtotal, not cash. Return.
One thing I did like about it, though, is just, I don't know, let me take that back. I'm not really sure what I think about this movie. It's just an odd thing.
I was really curious, you know, like, it's a little bit out there, and it's not, I really thought that you'd have a bigger issue with the pacing, so I was curious to hear what you had to say about this.
Yeah, it was just the whole time I kept thinking, though, when is this going to pick up?
Right,
is something going to happen? Because it
kind of doesn't.
It doesn't. I kind of thought this would be a horror movie, and it was everything but.
Pretty much. I mean, there's some, again, there's some kind of hard to look at stuff just in terms of, like,
yeah,
some very graphic sheep, you know, like intestines and stuff like that.
Yeah, if you're squeamish, I think that there was some actual scenes shot at a butcher shop.
For sure.
And not just a couple. They're like She has to walk through a whole butcher shop just to get to her job at the cash register.
Yeah.
And then there's another, like, big butcher shop later on in the movie. And, I mean, there's guts everywhere.
She's at her cash register job at the grocery store, and she's got this, like, big bag of meat. I don't know if you've ever been to a supermarket, Chris, but normally they put, like, yeah, styrofoam underneath it so it doesn't fall apart. This is just like a bag of meat, and she's getting blood all over her. She can't scan it right, and it turns into this like weird traumatic thing.
You left your station.
I was just showing her how to...
You left the key in the register.
Look, she was showing me how to work the scanner.
That's one against.
I'm trying to get out of here. Can you all please settle this later?
Yeah, her friend that got her the job kind of left her station to go scan it in, which... Then the creepy manager that you mentioned a moment ago comes in and
right,
basically fires Emily and threatens the other woman for leaving her station. And supermarket managers are weird, apparently.
Oh, yeah. Especially in 2003. You know, that was a rough time for ladies.
Yeah, I imagine they're much better now, but...
I would hope so.
Yeah. Speaking of those ladies, there's even some bad parenting involved here. Not watching your kid, running out with the... They all knew the sheep were violent.
Yeah, and then... You know, you have the whole thing with the dad, like Jenna Malone's dad is not happy with the fact that she's pregnant. There's a lot of angles to this thing. I mean, there's a whole thing with like the professor. She got, knocked up by her professor.
Yeah. Well, I thought he was a politician.
Oh, okay.
Like he worked for the state or for the government or something near her college. I don't know. Maybe not. I don't know.
I will admit to you that while I was watching this tonight, I was deleting some of my emails at the same time. So I wasn't always looking at the screen.
That's one thing I wanted to say, that this is a movie you don't need to give full attention to.
You can delete some emails while you watch this thing.
Derek, I want you to get a soil sample for me. Can you do that?
Do it on Monday. $180. I guarantee I do good work.
Well, there's a couple more things I want to talk about before we wrap this up. But the first, I just wanted to see who your favorite character was and why that character is Derek.
Who's Derek?
Who's Derek? It's not right. Friend of the show, Derek. No, he was the one who went around collecting the weed samples.
Oh, the kind of like not like redneck guy.
Yeah.
Derek, like, what was his last name? Hogue or something?
Who knows? He's not even in IMDb. I don't know what his deal is.
I actually looked up the IMDb. I hate to disappoint you, but my favorite character was not Derek.
Oh, no.
I don't know. I guess it's Jenna Malone. I mean, you know, she's front and center in this thing. And like I said, I like her.
Yeah.
But I looked up the IMDb because I thought that one of the other characters was... or one of the actors was also in Midnight Mass, but he was not, so no connection there.
Yeah, there were a lot of actors here that were like, it's that guy, it's that guy, it's that guy.
See, I didn't really get much of that, so...
Oh, really? So yeah. I thought the chief scientist was one of those guys, and the mailman, I'm pretty sure I'd seen in something else.
Okay, yeah.
I looked them up on IMDb, and looks like I had seen them. I couldn't tell you what right now, but there were a couple people like that.
Are you talking about the chief scientist who was on his way to Jakarta?
That's the one. Yeah. Yep.
We mentioned that at the top. I figured maybe we should circle back to it.
Yeah.
Did that factor in at all?
No. And well, even weirder, because he didn't want to go to the farm to tear down all the crops because he has to be in Jakarta the day after tomorrow.
Right.
But he goes anyway. When confronted, he's very reasonable to Jenna Malone's demands. Like, okay, hey, this crop failed. We'll take care of it. Which is kind of shocking when she goes on this crusade about this whole conspiracy thing later, because they got rid of the fucking plants.
Yeah. It's strange. I know we keep saying that, but there's so many elements to it that I'm just like, huh?
Yeah. But there is really a little bit of the conspiracy thing there, because she goes to visit her friend in the hospital who just miscarried.
Yeah.
That Jenna thought that the tainted meat was the cause. And she's got a box there, and she asks what that is. And she's like, oh, it's just a memory box. But then we see the scientist hiding behind a curtain. I guess he paid her off or something.
Oh, boy.
So I guess there is a little bit of that. But also at the same time, yes, failed crop. You get rid of the plants.
Yeah.
It's her dad who's the real asshole.
Oh, for sure. There, that's a whole different thing.
Instead of you trying to raise that child, a single mother.
Instead, it would be our child. Would we share a bed?
So I guess we might as well talk about the ending here, about how he actually kept the weed. He's I think he started growing it himself or something, because it was all over the sheep pen, the sheep barn at the end.
Yeah. Well, Jenna's, Emily sets the barn on fire.
Yeah.
Or like the sheep, whatever you call it.
Because some people just want to watch the wool burn.
That's Chris's new tagline.
That's the better tagline for this movie.
That is better, absolutely.
Gives away the ending, though.
I think I was supposed to come up with something as well, and I didn't. We're just going to stick with that.
Agrimed Industries, which makes the corn, is seeking a restraining order, arguing that Miss Trampley stole company documents and violated her confidentiality agreement by talking to the press.
But the latest... Yeah, kind of an ambiguous ending where, like, I guess they could have done a sequel if they wanted to, maybe, but I don't think they did.
Corn 2 on the cob.
Well, you know, I'm glad you brought that up, actually, because you posted an Instagram photo yesterday, I think, of you showing off the menu that I made for you for this movie.
Yes. Thank you very much for that custom menu.
You're very welcome. And our buddy Seth, also friend of the show, Seth, saw that and said, is this the movie that he said something about somebody that him and I have worked with, basically saying, like, isn't this the movie that you were in, Paul, essentially? So I just want to clear that up really quick, because I am in a movie called Corn 3. But
oh, no.
It's not the same franchise. There's a different movie that just came out called Corn. That is, what do you call it when everything has a...
Like an acronym or an abbreviation?
An acronym, yes. C-O-R-N. And it stands for... You know what? I have it right here. Hold on. I'm giving you an inside scoop. I can't find it.
I just make something up. No one will know the difference.
Yeah, it's a weird title. But so it just came out, and they shot 2 and 3 as well. And I'm in part 3. So look forward to that, probably on Amazon Prime fairly soon, because it also stars the girl from Santa's Summer House.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
Does corn stand for cannibalistic organisms requiring nutrients?
That sounds oddly close.
Nice.
I think you're not far off.
Cool.
Yeah. We'll put a link to the other corn down below, maybe.
Any final thoughts before we wrap this up and rate this movie?
Well, I don't know. I don't know if you were planning on doing this or not, but I kind of wanted to rate it. I'll make a graphic for you.
Oh, sure.
I don't know. Do we do that on Uncle Chrissy Hard to Find?
Yes, we do. We do rate it on Uncle Chrissy's Hard to Find.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
The one other episode we have of it, Mike and I watched Bloody Muscle Bodybuilder from Hell.
Right.
And we, which we both really enjoyed, and we gave it a score.
Okay, good. Yeah. Then no, I have no other final thoughts other than ratings.
Rating time!
I would like to rate corn with the rating scale I pulled from the butcher shop scene at the end. So we're going to rate this from 1 to 100 meat scares.
Yes. Yeah, there's a meat scare. Jenna threatens the like owner of a butcher shop with, and he's like, wait a minute, a meat scare?
Are you threatening a meat scare?
Honestly, I didn't even think about that. I wanted to rate it, but then I didn't think about what I was going to rate it, because it's like, I enjoy this movie. I don't quite know what to say.
Right.
You know what? I'm making the graphic, right?
You are. Yep.
So I'm going to pull a Mike Hayes here, and I hope he appreciates this. There, I'm of two minds on this. On one hand, I like the fact that I own the movie.
Yes.
Because it's a hard to find.
Definitely.
And it's got a cool case, and it's got Jenna Malone. and it's super weird. So based on all that, I'm going to say 83.
83, wow.
But I watched the movie tonight, and that experience was a 38. So 83/38 meat scares.
You know, I think you and I have, I don't know what we're doing, what we, maybe we shared the same plate of corn or ate the same weeds, because I was thinking of doing the exact same thing.
Really?
Because I appreciate that this movie exists. It took some real chances, and it's just a weird mishmash of lots of different things.
Yeah.
Plus, I like that you own it, and that, you know, there's a story behind me getting the DVD copy you made for me. Right. And especially, I'm giving it plus 15 for the custom DVD menu.
Oh, wow. Hell yeah.
I'm going to give it a 75.
Meat scares.
There's some little fun little bits. Yeah, 75 meat scares. But at the same time, it's not really an entertaining movie.
No.
It's definitely something, if you have to watch this, put it on in the background while you're going through emails or working or, you know, jumping rope or something. I don't anything else.
Yeah.
Just don't pay full attention to this movie, and I think you'll like it a lot more. So I'm gonna go, I think I'm gonna match your score. You gave it a 38?
Yes.
I'm also gonna give it 38 meat scares.
Okay.
75, 38 meat scares.
Very nice.
That might just be the end of the episode right there.
Yep. Bye.
See you later.
Listen up, maniacs. Do you have a question or a comment? Would you like to send some bourbon to Uncle Lloydy? You can contact the gang on Facebook at BMovieMania. You can also drop them a line at BMovieMania.com. Reach out. Touch them. They are touching themselves. And they might just reach back. I'm Lloyd Kaufman saying, see you next time on B-Movie Mania. Woohoo!
All we really do different during the off season is just not put out as much stuff. So if you consider taking a break to be weird, then the off season is weird as hell.